A new law gives $250 payments to Oklahoma children with Trump savings accounts, and the state Senate rejects a sports betting bill. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, April 23rd. I'm McDaniels. Oklahoma will soon be contributing $250 payments into newly started Trump accounts. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more on a bill signed into law by Governor Kevin Stitt.
Established under Congress's One Big Beautiful Bill, President Donald Trump's new investment accounts for U.S. citizen minors are meant to help families jumpstart the American dream for their children. Parents can open a tax-advantaged account with the federal government and contribute up to $5,000 annually, which a private banking corporation will use to make stock market trades on their behalf. House Bill 4071, or the Oklahoma Dream Accounts Investment Program Act, is by fiscal chairs Trey Caldwell in the House and Chuck Hall in the Senate. The new law appropriates $12.5 million into a fund at the Oklahoma Treasury so the state can contribute $250 to any newly opened qualifying Trump accounts. I'm Lionel Ramos.
The state Senate rejected a bill Wednesday that would have legalized sports betting in the state. Thomas Pablo reports the measure failed even with the support of the OKC Thunder and many tribal nations.
House Bill 1047 would have granted tribes the exclusive right to operate in-person and mobile sports betting in Oklahoma. This would have functioned as a supplement to the state's tribal gaming compact created in 2004. State Senator Bill Coleman was a co-author of the bill. On the Senate floor, he argued sports betting could create a new source of revenue that the state was missing out on due to prediction markets.
It does not create a new avenue of gambling. You can legally make a sports bet right now, and it's unregulated, and we get nothing. This bill contains a regulated alternative to legal sports betting with platforms who are very concerned about problem gaming.
But the Senate voted against it, and Oklahoma remains one of a handful of states without legal sports betting. I'm Thomas Pablo.
A bill to keep climate and greenhouse gas lawsuits from being filed against fossil fuel companies is now on the governor's desk. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports.
Senate Bill 1439 was written by Senator Julie Daniels and Representative Anthony Moore. It aims to prevent anyone in Oklahoma from suing fossil fuel companies over damages related to the effects of climate change or pollution from greenhouse gases. Moore says he doesn't know of anyone filing such a lawsuit in Oklahoma, but it is happening in other states like Colorado. Oklahoma is one of several states introducing or enacting this kind of legislation. Environmental groups, including the Oklahoma Sierra Club, say the measure strips legal rights for regular Oklahomans. If signed, the bill becomes law November 1st. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are up 2-0 in their best of 7-game playoff series following a 120-107 victory over the Phoenix Suns last night. But the win was slightly overshadowed when forward Jalen Williams left the game early in the third quarter with an apparent hamstring injury. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander says the injury reinforces the need for the rest of the team to play well when called upon.
For us to reach the mountaintop, we're going to need them. But, all we can do is play next man up. And we built that muscle throughout the season pretty well, so I'm super confident in this team to be able to go and get the job done no matter who's out there.
SGA led OKC with 37 points, followed by Chet Holmgren with 19 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Williams also finished with 19 points. The series now moves to Phoenix with Game 3 on Saturday afternoon at 2:30. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.